Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about something a little different, not necessarily the appliance products themselves, but we're gonna tackle financing. And we see this a lot with, you know, interest-free financing, 0% for 12 months, this and that. So the question just really is, should you finance your appliance purchase?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'll leave that up to you, but I think let's talk about the potential things to think about when financing. We know right now with the current conditions, distress purchases or duress purchases, meaning you weren't expecting your appliance to break and you came home and it's leaking, it's broken, it's time. You hadn't planned for the purchase. The economy isn't the rosiest picture. So financing has become a bigger and bigger topic. Yeah. We've done it for years and everyone does it. Most people hate financing and financing has changed. So just to kind of give you that, I think financing can be a benefit, but know this. Financing used to be no payments, no interest.
Yep.
Okay, so you didn't have to make any monthly payments. And at the end, you just had to make sure you paid it off by the final due date or else the interest compounded. Government stepped in, led to a lot of problems for folks that didn't read that, felt a bit predatory. So now the thing is you can get interest free, but there are minimum monthly payments. And the reality of it is it's minimum. So it is quite affordable. So if you had 1 year financing, 1 year free financing, basically you're making that small minimum payment, but there is absolutely a balloon payment at the end of the time. And you wanna make sure you plan for the mailing of that final payment or the payment, reaching the processor in time in that final amount due within that year's time so that they don't accrue. Trust me, they make money not on giving away free money. They make money on defaults. So, you know, as long as you're aware of that, then I think it can be a really good thing. We certainly are seeing a much bigger trend and we offer it. And I think most stores do today. And it can be 1 year to 2 years a lot of times or the offers. But just kind of be informed. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And I think it's, you know, financing is one of those things that's really beneficial, I think, for both parties. I mean, truly, it's beneficial for the company because you know, less than credit card rates and things like that. So, of course, there's a benefit to the company and to the retailer, or else they wouldn't be offering it really. But there's also a benefit to the consumer to be able to, like you said, that distress purchase where you're like, oh, crap, I really wasn't planning on spending $1,500, $1,000, whatever it is.
Right.
Now you have an opportunity to really finance that and still pay a little bit over time, but get it over that 12-month period, not worry about any interest, and make it much more palatable for you. And I think it's a really good tool for a lot of people to use, as long as they're smart about it. Like you said, you want to make sure you're paying that off by the end of that 12-month. The interest rates on those cards are not favorable after that 12-month period. So it's like you can use those, and they're really a great tool, and we do it a lot. But be smart about it. Like you said, make sure you're paying that off after 12 months. It is a credit card at the end of the day, all those things. So you want to make sure you're on top of it. But I do think it is a great opportunity for someone that really wasn't planning on spending a lump sum like that to be able to kind of spread that out over time if they're smart.
Would agree. And that interest rate, like any credit cards, and that's why I think we're seeing more of it right now, is because your standard in MasterCard or Visa or whatever you have in your wallet, their default rates or their standard financed rates are very high right now. So we're seeing more people, again, under duress saying, hey, you know, I wasn't planning. I don't want to pay all this interest monthly. I can't afford to pay it off today. So as long as you make those plans, provisions, and understand the rules and regs of the promotion, I think it can be worthwhile. But we at least wanted to touch on that because we get asked it a lot and put it out there on the pros and cons of financing.
Absolutely.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.